following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time for another broadcast on 19 incredible radio stations statewide on the only platform, the Michigan Sports Network, that delivers the Huge Show weekday afternoons 3 until 6 p.m. For the radio station close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our motivated producer extraordinaire. He's behind the glass. Inside this broadcast, we'll talk about Giannis and the Bucks, the world champs. They win four straight against Devin Booker and Phoenix. I didn't see that coming. I didn't. And I did say after it was 2-2, whoever won game five would win the series. It was cool to see 65,000 Bucks fans outside the arena. Wisconsin has good fans. I don't care if you don't like the Packers or the Bucks or Wisconsin. They really do have good sports fans. And I'm watching that game last night, and I'm looking at the natural energy of the crowd, and the crowd isn't of one skin color. It's a multitude of nationalities all gathering there outside the arena. The NBA is predominantly African-American. I don't care because I value greatness in athletes and in teams. So there was no politics during the NBA Finals. No tweets splitting America. Nothing. It was pure basketball, and it was beautiful. And Giannis, when he's on, like he was last night, is unstoppable with his strength, his ability to finish, and when he's hitting his free throws, it's season over for the Phoenix Suns. Now, with Devin Booker going to the next level, are the Suns a team that's going to be there every year? I don't know. And we'll see next season. But the G-Man, when he wants to take over, like he did in this series, when they were down 0-2, he's as unstoppable as anybody I've ever seen in basketball. And I just have to applaud the NBA because with the restrictions being lifted, and it wasn't about COVID, and it wasn't about kneeling, and it wasn't about messages on t-shirts, it was pure basketball in the NBA and the fans. And looking at the Deer District and looking at all that. And then I wake up this morning and Joey Baroni, one of our soccer insiders, sends me a text very early. Did you see that the U.S. Women's National Team, soccer, lost 3-0 to Sweden in their opening group stage match in Japan at the Olympics? And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, do they have the talent? Is the world catching up? Is Joey said on the show after the Euro 2020 championship match between Italy and England, and we talked a little soccer. Then I read the story that all the soccer teams playing, it would be early this morning, today, Michigan time, whatever, with the time change with Tokyo, that they all took a knee before the game. And I'm thinking, I thought the Olympics didn't want any messages of politics connected to anything. Well, they had relaxed, quietly relaxed, the ability to do it before and after. And I'm asking myself, okay, I agree in the right to peaceful protest. I agree that things need to change in some areas of America and around the world. But I just don't see what the knee or taking a knee has done to help anything. What I would like to see is those soccer teams go into a city and help the homeless or sit down with police departments or community leaders and find a way to not make our cities war zones in America. I said that back with Colin Kaepernick. I don't see the knee making a difference. True change will make a difference. And some will say, well, it starts a conversation. No. No, you know what conversation? It starts when you see the knee. And this goes back to Kaepernick and all the protests we've seen and the NBA, everything. You know what it says? It says, let's start dividing this conversation. Let's start dividing America. Because when I posted the score and the fact that the teams kneeled, you had Americans saying that they were glad our national women's soccer team lost to Sweden 3-0, and some even saying, I hope they don't win a game. Is that our American spirit? But that is derived from that conversation that splits this country. And it's not just in sports. It's everywhere. We are supposed to be the greatest country in the world. We set the examples for the rest of mankind. And when I read some of those comments, it made me sad, not mad. It made me sad that we can't even unite and root for our country, for our U.S. women's soccer team. And win or lose, hey, like Joey Baroni, our soccer insider, one of them with John Conlon, said, the rest of the world is catching up. And it was their first loss in, what, 44 matches. It's not the end of their Olympic dream run. But when America can't unite and cheer on our country, that bothers me. Also, what bothers me is when teams can't put aside their political differences and just focus on representing their country. That also bothers me. That our games that we enjoy have become a divisive point of conversation on all levels. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, talk shows, TV, you name it, blogs, go down the list. Politicians, both sides of the aisle, total clown show. We're divided on the pandemic. We're divided on kneeling. We're divided on not singing the national anthem. We're divided on whether the national anthem should even be played. We're divided on whether the black national anthem should be played with the national anthem. We're divided, divided, divided. Some want to blame the police. Others blame the criminals committing the crimes. We're divided. And this is... these are the Olympics. I don't know about you, but I grew up cheering for America. Any athlete, any sport, any skin color. Jesse Owens told Hitler, stick it, big man, on his home turf in 1936, which I find to be one of the greatest moments in sports. But you know, Jesse Owens came back to America and still had to go in the South where he couldn't go into certain restaurants or hotels or drink out of a damn water fountain because he was black. That doesn't define all Americans. Last time I checked my historical registry, the North fought the South in a thing called the Civil War. Stop by Gettysburg and read the monument. But as the Olympics begin in Japan, and we're split as a country on whether we want to root for our U.S. women's national team to win the gold medal because politics come into play. And you know what? I'll blame some of you on Facebook and Twitter. I'll blame the soccer team for allowing politics to come in to representing our country. I have posted and I have stated my opinion that I feel if you're representing America in a sporting event, not as a politician, not as an ambassador, not as a global business leader, if you are representing America in a global sporting event on our soil or other soil, I don't think politics should be a part of it. I don't. And I know the Olympics, we've seen politics. Look at Munich. Look at 68, even before that. Well, look at, go back to Jesse Owens, which I, when I read history, and I'm a historical buff, man, that the Jesse Owens story in front of Hitler, who was declaring the white Aryan race was the only race worth a damn on this planet, he set up yours. And Jesse comes back a hero for a few days, but when he ventures home to the South, and I think he lived in Alabama. Separate drinking fountains, separate restrooms, separate hotels, separate restaurants. Blacks eat here, whites over here. Yeah, have we come a long way since then? Yeah, that was 1936, we have. Are there areas where we need more racial equality? You bet. But the majority of Americans still love this country. The majority of Americans still want our country to be the best in everything we do athletically, business, and across the boards. And that would be any board, anywhere. Business, sports. The majority of us still love America, and we do not see color in our neighbors, in our coworkers, in our friends, in the athletes we cheer and root for. We were in a country last night saying, there's no way I can watch the NBA Finals and Giannis and the Bucks. There's no way that league is 75% black. Nobody's saying that outside of that 2 percentile. I believe in my heart that most of you listening right now care about every man and woman representing America in Tokyo in the Olympics, that you want them to bring home the gold. That your athletes aren't defined by the heroes you worship in sports, by the color of your skin or your religion or your income level. I believe that. I believe we're better than the media, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and the left and the right TV channels try and tell us. I believe the majority is better than that. And I'm drawing a line today saying if we're getting to the point that we can't cheer on our American athletes and teams in the Olympics, and they're partly responsible for bringing politics into it, and it wasn't just the American team. Great Britain, and I think it was four teams took a knee today that were playing earlier yesterday, whatever, with the time zone. So I'm not just pinning this on the American team. If we have lost faith in cheering for our country, then what lies ahead in the future for any national team, national athlete in any sport? Well, what is that future? Any of you who have children, what do you think their world's going to be? A world divided? A country that will cheer to lose in the Olympics, that they're happy? Our U.S. women's national team lost? That's not the America I live in. That's not the America I want. I want equality for all. I want justice for all. And I want all of us to embrace anybody who has the God-given privilege to represent our country in a worldwide athletic event. Because I remember what 1980 was like when the U.S. beat the Russians and they won that gold medal. I look when women's soccer splashed at the Rose Bowl and what it did to fuel young women. I go back to Jesse Owens and what I believe is one of the most overlooked, biggest moments in sports and world history. He told Hitler, not by his words, but by his actions, your race is not superior. I believe our athletes, I believe our coaches, I believe our politicians, I believe everybody can use the platform of sports, which is the biggest platform in this country, this side of politics, and maybe what God you worship, that they can use that to bring change, not by a kneel, not by turning their back on the national anthem, not by ripping this country or trying to relive the past from 200 years ago, that in 2021, those men and women, those athletes who represent America, who play in our biggest leagues, they can bring change to the streets of America, because all you have to do is look right now what's happening in our major cities. And a knee before a soccer match or a knee before a football game, I get it brings conversation, but we need action and we need it in a hurry. And we have to heal and we have to get back on track, unified. Not only cheering for our national teams, but working together as a country. I still take pride in America. I still look at this country as the United States of America. And I'm not in a good mood anytime our national team loses in the World Cup, in the Olympics. I never am. The day I start cheering for Americans to lose, then what type of person am I? And I know some of you are thinking, well, they're the ones taking a knee. They're the ones bringing politics in the sports. I get that. Man, I've tried to not bring politics in the sports, but with the Olympics, with Colin Kaepernick, with everything out there, it's a conversation that has to happen. So all I'll ask of anybody, that you find a world that's totally inclusive, that's fair and balanced, equal for all, and that justice is served up the same way for everyone, no matter the color of their skin. Because I know the majority of you are like me, and you care about America, and you have a heart for any story or any person you meet who has struggled, who has gone through hell. And you don't do that based on the color of their skin or what God they worship. So here's to the U.S. women's national team finding a way to bounce back and get through the group stage and still bring home the gold. And here's to America coming together. Again, we will do it. It will happen. Kyle Funkhauser of the Tigers. No politics, no conversation about being divided. We'll actually talk about a unified Tigers clubhouse and roster right now that is 5-0 since the All-Star break. And Kyle Funkhauser, at the age of 27, is one of the great comeback stories. He is dealing on the mound. He will join us next.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobile One Synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Ozium, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement. Saguenay Eagles Landing. Where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan. Let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros. Join me, Danny Cahalan, and Ryan Elke tomorrow morning at 6 to talk about the Lions, Wolverines, Spartans, and all things Michigan on your local station and online anytime at MichiganSportsNetwork.com.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Now, make sure you download it today and always use the promo code HUGE to get the hookups. And we know the best athletes in America are in Tokyo right now getting ready to compete for the gold. And this week, DraftKings has given you 100-1 odds on the U.S. just medaling once. That's it. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year in Tokyo. That's 100-1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins just one medal. That's code HUGE for a limited time only and only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Joining me here on the Huge Show across Michigan, he's a pitcher in the major leagues for your Detroit Tigers. Kyle Funkhauser is standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, Kyle, your baseball career at the age of 27, a lot of ups and downs, fighting through injuries. And here you are now in 2021, late July. Tigers 5-0 since the All-Star break, playing great baseball under A.J. Hinch and Chris Fetter and his staff. What has this journey been like for you inside the Tigers organization?
Like you said, it's been a long one. You know, in the game of baseball, there's a lot of ups and downs, just strictly based on performance, you know, but it's being injured and kind of battling through injuries is a different animal in itself. Kind of battling through those while also, you know, trying to perform is it's tough, and it could be a little hard on you, but you know, just glad I had a good rehab team and a good coaching staff and everybody got me right and put me in a good position to succeed.
Kyle, where is the difference? And it's not a negative on any previous pitching coaches at any level you've worked with or managers, but the difference A.J. Hinch and his staff have made on you and this team.
I love the previous staff, but just I think a little bit of a younger staff, able to relate a little bit more to the younger player and kind of the new era of the game. Analytics and spin rate and all those numbers that they talk about. Federer going through Michigan and them dealing with those numbers and young guys and stuff there and being able to really communicate and relate, to the player on the field and off the field as well. So I think that's the biggest thing. Obviously, really, really great coaches, really smart guys, but just being able to relate, to the younger player and to kind of the new generation of the game kind of moving forward. I think those are the biggest things.
Kyle Funkhauser from the Tigers joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. A little over 5 years ago, made his major league debut. That would be on June 27th, 2016. And, man, fighting through injuries, the pandemic, the team, not a lot of expectations coming out of spring training, an ugly April. But since May, this team has come together to play like a playoff contender.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the roster looks a little different now than it did in April as well. But, yeah, just getting comfortable with kind of the new staff, the new regime, and really, buying in. Not saying that guys didn't buy in, but really, really buying in and really understanding, what this coaching staff wants to do on a daily basis and moving forward and, the culture of the team, winning, working hard, doing the extra work, going the extra mile. It's all kind of clicking right now. I don't want to say come full circle, but it's all, took a little bit of time, like I said, to get to know everybody, get to know the player, kind of feeling out what works for the coaches, what works for the players. And, I think, after, 60, 70, 80 games, it's just starting to really settle in and guys are starting to play well and get confidence. And, like you said, we're just, playing good baseball.
That culture comes through when watching on Bally Sports Detroit, looking at your team, the dugout on the field, off the field, the images we get as the media and fans. Describe what that new culture is like inside that Tigers clubhouse on that bench.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we have quite a few young guys, sprinkled in with a couple of veterans that, just everyone wants to be here. Everyone cares. Everyone's, going the extra mile. And, early in the year, just guys getting to know your teammates and, sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But guys, like I said, are really, really buying in, really getting to know everybody. And, we have just a bunch of great guys who, want to win every day. And to go along with that culture, I mean, that's big. I mean, everyone wants to win, but like, how bad do you really want to win? I think that's between the player and the new culture and the coaching staff. I think it's like, again, I think everything's kind of clicking right now. And we got, 26 guys here that, are bought in and want to win and are going to give it their all every time.
For you personally, last seven games, 2-0, a 0.00 ERA appearing in those seven games. You're looking at 10 2/3 innings pitched, 12 strikeouts total in the last seven games. Well, where did things change for you, Kyle? Because your bounce back from injury is documented, but this year, why are you in such a good groove?
Yeah, I mean, just got a little taste of the big leagues last year, kind of figured out what you need to do on a pretty regular basis. I got optioned pretty early out of spring training and, just kind of lit a fire underneath me a little bit. Was pretty disappointed in myself and in the decision in general. So I just, put my head down and started working, doing the extra thing, doing the extra two things, you know, really just getting into my routine, trying to create a winning routine every day and just try to really, you know, kind of take it and run with it. And then I was feeling really good in the alternate site in spring, in April, in Toledo, and just kind of waiting for an opportunity. Was on the taxi squad for a couple of trips and then, you know, got my opportunity and just wanted to take full advantage of it and, you know, just attack hitters and throw a lot of strikes and put pressure on the other team's offense. And, you know, it's just, you know, kind of clicking, just feeling really good, feeling really confident in myself. And the coaching staff, obviously, confident in me, which, you know, helps me out even more, you know, makes me more confident in myself and the team. And, again, with a great group of guys behind me playing defense and, you know, just attacking the strike zone, really, it's throwing more strikes than I was last year is kind of the easy answer. But, you know, all the routine and everything going into it as well.
Is Chris Fetter, the new pitching coach, and you mentioned his University of Michigan connections, is that his theme, attack the plate, attack hitters?
I mean, that's really kind of the name of the game. And just last year was maybe just trying to pitch around contact a little more instead of trying to, you know, don't let this guy hit it or don't throw it here. You know, just kind of changing mindset, you know, attack this guy, make this guy hit it, you know, make this guy get a base hit, get in a good count, 0-2, 1-2, make a pitch and put the pressure on him instead of being 2-1, 3-1 as a pitcher and really putting the pressure on yourself. Then, hey, I got to throw a strike here. You try to be too fine. You try to, you know, hit the corner and you walk him, or, hey, I got to go right over the plate. You know, there's guys on base. It's 3-1. I got to go right over the plate. And then, you know, just kind of teeing it up for, you know, for the other guy. So, yeah, I mean, attacking's the name of the game. But, yeah, just I think Fetch made good adjustments with a lot of pitchers, myself included. I mean, just little things, you know, tweaks, mindset, kind of reminders for mechanical adjustments. Like I said, he could just relate. He can relate to pitchers and really well.
Kyle Funkhauser of the Tigers. He was a fourth-round draft pick out of Louisville, born and raised in Palos Heights, Illinois, and just having an amazing 2021, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Before I let you go, Kyle, what was it like with that 31,000-plus Saturday night, man? A lot of people in the state of Michigan, the Tigers Nation, they waited a long time, and I think even players like yourself and the team, to hear that roar again in Detroit.
Yeah, it was incredible. I actually just got the chills right now just thinking about it. I mean, you know, obviously they, you know, did the really nice ceremony for some of the former players pregame and Leland and Phil Koch and, you know, some of those guys were here. And it was great to recognize them. But, yeah, I mean, it's great that the kind of the new era, you know, us young guys or whatever are starting to really kind of get our footing, you know, in the league, play some good baseball. Obviously, we really appreciate the fans. We're glad to have them back this year. Playing with no fans last year was miserable at times. But it was an incredible night. And hopefully, you know, we keep playing some good baseball and more fans are going to come. Obviously, we're giving it our all and, you know, we're trying our best. And, you know, like I said, things are kind of clicking. So, like I said, we appreciate them and we want to put on a good show for them and play good baseball. And again, hopefully draw more people out.
Yeah, Phil Koch is still up in that same suite saying, yeah, he's been there for like 4 days since Saturday night.
Yeah, we won't let him leave. I mean, we keep winning right here. We're not going to let him leave.
Man, that dude, I know there's no more Red Bull left anywhere at Comerica Park right now. I guarantee there is. No more Red Bull left. Kyle, congrats on the comeback, the bounce back. Tigers have been entertaining to watch since early May, and really, for the first time in 4, maybe 5 years, must-see TV again. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy. My best to you and your family.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, Kyle Funkhauser. Interesting conversation joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Radio Network.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 moneyline wager on any NBA Finals game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $100 regardless of your bet's outcome. It's as easy a bet as you'll ever make. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Make the end of the basketball season even more exciting than ever before. Sign up right now and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, the daily promotions, and everything else that they've got going for you. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in any NBA Finals game. It's always showtime at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer on a Wednesday broadcast presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. They have archived boys and girls high school sports at MHSAA.tv. You can follow everything leading up to the start of the fall sports season, winter and spring, 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. I'm getting some feedback on the Huge text chain where most think the Phoenix Suns are one and done and that the Milwaukee Bucks could own the Eastern Conference for the next 3 to 5 years. They do play together as a team. They remind me a little bit of the new school Pistons, what they did in winning that title. When Giannis wants to play, he's unstoppable. I don't know, Phoenix. Oh, they have the big man in Ayton. They have Devin Booker, who has Scoop Jackson from ESPNChicago.com said last week he thinks he's a top five player in the league. I agree. Chris Paul looked like he was out of gas in this series. Had his moments. Played strong in that second quarter when they came back last night. They don't look like a team that, you know, it's kind of like looking at the Atlanta Hawks. But they look like a team that was worthy of being the best in the NBA. Even in that Milwaukee series, I said, no, you could see it. Suns did show us in the first two games, but man, they a lot of minutes with a lot of guys. They didn't go super deep on their bench. I don't know if they're built with the Western Conference and what you're going to get with, you know, Klay Thompson coming back with Golden State, with LeBron and AD and the Lakers. I don't think that's a dynasty in the making. I think Devin Booker will continue to grow in stature when it comes to the NBA. And you look at the Eastern Conference right now, KD, Harden, Kyrie, Brooklyn, they don't play enough defense to be a champion. Knicks play some defense, but they still need a lot of parts. If they got Dame from Portland, the Knicks could be a contender, but I don't think their roster is deep enough. Pistons, to me, are a playoff team a year from now. They're going to get Cade Cunningham. They have to take him. They do. By the way, speaking of the Pistons, Tim McCormick from Bally Sports Detroit will get his thoughts on Cade Cunningham, the upcoming draft. Also, Keith Langlois, Pistons.com, will join us. Rod Beard, Detroit News, Tigers, Pistons insider. They have to take Cade Cunningham. They have to. Can't trade, can't buy any more time with the fans in my mind. They got a taste of watching these young guys start to develop. And Troy Weaver has been fantastic. I'm telling you, Brad Holmes with the Lions, Troy Weaver, even Al Avila, for everybody who wanted him gone back in April, look at the way the farm system is delivering. Look how much the guys are improving under Hinch and Federer and that staff. Look at Stevie Y. The future looks phenomenal across the board for Detroit Pro Sports the next 5 to 7 years. And I remember that run. Coming up on September 23rd, it will be 20 years that the Huge Show has been on in Michigan. 20 years. And in that time, since 2001, think about the ups and downs with the Tigers when they were flirting with the single worst one-year record in baseball. And then they gave us 2006 in a run that you can say lasted until 2014. I remember what it was like to give away Stanley Cup Finals tickets, and people were putting up Huge Show signs all across the state trying to win the tickets. Same thing with the Pistons in the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals when they beat Shaq and Kobe. I remember when the Lions were 0-16. Oh, I remember when the Lions won a playoff game. I was there at the Silver Dome back in 19, what, would it be January of 92 or was it 91? In the 91 season. Superfly in 1991, you were 1 year, 1 years of age, 1 year old. Wow. So in your lifetime, the Lions have won one playoff game. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever use. Two can be as bad as one. But the loneliest number is number one. I think Huge Poetry is a segment on its way. I know a lot of you are waiting for that. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You could also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That is the word HUGE out of 21,000. Thank you to the Tigers, and the Kyle Funkhauser interview was fantastic. Good vibe with that team and organization right now. There really is. fantastic vibe. And if you miss that interview, it will be up later in the podcast section at thehugeshow.net. Also, every show, full 3 hours, individual hours, all the interviews. You can listen to everything and catch up on The Huge Show anytime you want to. Just go to thehugeshow.net, log on and listen on your schedule when you want to at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.